Government officials in the Indian state of Gujarat say the collapse of a bridge has killed more than 130 people. Sushmita Pathak reports.
Ambulance sirens and screams filled the air in the town of Morbi Sunday evening after the cables of the suspension bridge snapped, sending the middle span of the bridge tumbling into the Machu River. Onlookers waded into the water to pull out anyone they could. Local resident Ajay was trying to save two children, but he says only one survived. I shudder to think of what the families must be feeling right now, he told local news channel India TV. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who's from Gujarat, called the collapse one of the most painful things in his life. He's expected to visit Morbi Tuesday. As divers continue to look for those still missing, investigators are beginning to examine why the bridge snapped. A video taken earlier Sunday shows people packed closely together on the bridge. It's a popular tourist destination, and the crowd was unusually large yesterday because it was the weekend and it's the festive season in India. Gujarat's Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi told reporters his government has opened an investigation. The bridge was from the late 19th century and it had recently been renovated. It reopened just last week. Sanghvi said the private company in charge of maintaining the bridge will face criminal charges. The head of the local municipality told Indian media that his team did not sign off on reopening the bridge. But the company claims tourists had been swaying it, which caused the collapse. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Meerut, India.